movement with the general strike in 17 became a danger perspective inside the society. A lot of groups working together start to make noise in the society, and the repression that came in Brazil after that was very, very strong. So the federal government create a law that if there is an immigrant involved with political political matters, issues. This person could be sent back to his country without any judgment,
without any explanation.
Explanation.
No reason. Just they deported.
Their families weren't
secure, safe.
No, weren't informados. Informed. By the extradition. So this start in the middle of the second decade from the 20s. But this organized repression against the anarchists became real strong in the middle of the third decade, that the government create a refugee camp in the north of Brazil called Clevelandia. These were also worst way of doing what they became to do a decade before. So first they send back to their countries, but then they start to send to a place where they something like the happened with the communards from Paris Commune. They send to a place that they don't know nothing. They have less ways to survive. So this kind of governmental politics and the extradition and the prison of the groups, the government starts to close the schools, the anarchist schools. And the repression from the strikers were all at the same time, and in 1930 in Brazil, all the unions became in relation with the state. There were no possibility to have a union with outside the state. So when this happened, the anarchist movement went to a big decrease, and something like 3 years after that, there were the first dictator in Brazil. So that was the Getúlio Vargas dictatorship. So this moment is like the first period of anarchism in Brazil, and some of the members that were acting at that moment, they remain working and publishing some illegal journals, stuff like that, but that was all that they could do at that moment. So the anarchists in Brazil stopped having the this direct involvement with the workers, with the students, with the society as a whole. So it became more a resistance practice and a cultural practice and illegal, but they so this picture of repression remained in the dictatorship of Getúlio Vargas and then became a democracy, but all the bases that used to make possible the propaganda and stuff like that were closed and demands a lot of work of a group that were at that moment too few. Mm. So from 30 to 70, 80, when the second dictatorship ends in Brazil, there were a little anarchist work based mostly in underground resistance, underground journals, so and some personal archives and libraries, but they were all very secure and closed, so they were not able from anyone who come to visit or know about the anarchist story in Brazil. When the dictatorship ends in 84, some Brazilian anarchists that used to were exiled in exile.
Exiled, yeah.
They come back to Brazil and they start some anarchist propaganda. So there are some important groups that start to work at that moment. One of them in Salvador called Inimigo do Rei, enemy of the king. It's the traduction. They publish a journal that was a contra-cultural journal, but a very political journal. And in Brasilia start Plínio Coelho, that is the biggest publisher of anarchism in Brazil. He start the project from the editorial.
Editing.
From editing. And start to publish texts from Proudhon, Bakunin, and stuff from the Anarchist Federation of France that he were in contact when he were in France. So all the and in Rio de Janeiro, Akiamé, that's another editor. He start
publisher. Think. Yeah.
He start the. He start also a publishing project. So at 80s, that's all that were happening in Brazil as an anarchist perspective. In the decade that follows, the anarchist movement start a relation with the anarchists of Latin America, mostly the anarchist movement in Uruguay and in Argentina. They have mostly of in Uruguay they have a plataformistic experience of anarchism that they call specifismo, and this perspective of acting inside the social movements start to influence groups that want a more direct action based on an anarchist perspective. But unfortunately, this at that moment, the groups, they don't succeed very well because we're few person, and the communist perspective inside, for example, the MST, the movement of the workers of the land, without land, they were occupying a lot of unproduced fields, but the strategy and the ideology behind the movement were very Stalinistic perspective. So the anarchists were trying to get inside and be in direct contact with the peasants, but they don't succeed very well, and they have inside problems also inside the collective. So this experience was something like have existence for, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years, but no more than that. And the other projects that start in the decade before, they remain active. They remain active today also. So what bring the a new strength to the anarchist perspective were the anti-globalization struggles in the ends of the last century, and the fight against ALCA, that were a project that the United States were trying to apply in all Latin America and all America, that was something similar as the euro, but with only one economical potence. So the idea was of this project was we don't have more economic frontier inside. The Latin Americans can't go to United States to live there. They can't do that with this project. But the by a economical perspective, there all the products from Latin America can go to US, and all the products from US can come to without taxes. So this idea and this project was very contested by all the youth, mostly of the persons that were in the streets.
There was a lot of opposition.
Yeah.
From in Brazil.
Yeah, and a lot of the actions was based on the global calendar of direct action that were happening at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So was thinking in what happened, for example, in the last year when Spain and the indigenados from Spain, they in 15 October they make a global call from all persons in all places occupy. It was something like that. They have the agenda of direct actions against the meetings of
the governors
from
G8, yeah,
G20, I don't know what
G8. G8, we all know G8.
And the direct actions were at the same moment in São Paulo, Rio de Janeiro, and other places. So most of the anarchists that are acting now in Brazil in all perspectives of anarchism, they were influenced or were directly inside of these actions, and against Alkai and against G8. So now we have a few groups in São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro mostly acting